And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Point number one, if you're a U.S. person, then NSA is not listening to your phone calls, and it's not targeting your emails unless it's getting an individualized court order. That's the existing rule. There are two programs that...
Now, first of all, El Presidente, while on vacation in Ireland and about to go on this $100 million safari, for him and the wife and the kids, $100 million, let me repeat that, all you good Dems, $100 million so King Obama can go to Africa. He just said point number one, if you're a U.S. person, then the NSA is not listening to your phone calls. Notice he didn't say if you're a citizen. See, to Obama, a man of the world, there is no citizenry. You're just a U.S. person. What he meant was if you're a U.S. number. What should I ask you? Do you believe a word he's saying? Look at the show he went on. Charlie Rose. What does Charlie Rose mean? Charlie Rose means Pravda. Charlie Rose means government radio, government television. Charlie Rose means Russia, circa 1957. Charlie Rose is the Sputnik of talk show hosts. Now, what do you want me to do now? Play another song for you? I'll play another song for you. Let's play the next genius that we all don't believe a word of, and that's the rummy, John Boehner. Now listen to clip 24.
I'm increasingly concerned that the White House and Senate Democrats would rather have this as an issue in the 2014 election rather than to resolve it. I also
this guy could produce sleep apnea in an entire population. John Boehner, if you many of you don't know who he is, he's actually the Speaker of the House, one of the most powerful men in the universe. He's invisible. Nice tan, nice pink shirts and ties, cries at the drop of a hat. John Boehner could create sleep apnea in a population of 300 million without drugs, which is why I think they keep him out of the public eye, because it would be bad for the drug companies. Now we go to the best of the day, and you know how much I love Rubio. You know how much I think of the ice cream man. This double talker is so out of business. He helped kill the amendment that would have required the border fence that he claims to support. Now, the only solution for Rubio after this debacle of immigration reform, meaning amnesty, is for him to self-deport back to Cuba. I think you ought to ask for amnesty from Fidel and Raul Castro to see if they'll take him in, because this guy couldn't get elected after this, so far as I... Did you hear Rubio on immigration reform? Listen to the big lie in clip 13 while the idiota is talking.
Look, the vast majority of Americans, the vast majority of conservative Republicans are prepared to support immigration reform, but only if we can ensure that we're not going to have another wave of illegal immigration.
Yeah, all right. Okay, I don't want to hear it anymore. That's enough. Okay, Marco, please. Marco, please. You couldn't have been class president even with your delivery.
Idiota.
Yeah, babyface Marco. Babyface Marco. So, you see, I could do politics, but it's late already. Most people are tired of the immigration debate. Why? They know about the economic, social, and moral disaster awaiting amnesty, not to mention the environmental disaster that you don't hear a word of from the so-called leftists who care about the environment. I mean, zero population growth, ZPG, no growth, abort the babies, but bring in 30 million illegal aliens? Heh. So we know about the moral, economic, social, and environmental disaster that amnesty will bring. But the thing is we also know the following. We also know that the oligarchy will do what it wants. The oligarchy wants the cheap labor. The oligarchy wants a dumbed-down population that doesn't understand what's going on because they don't speak the language, nor will they ever learn the language, likely, in our lifetime, well enough to understand the shenanigans going on in Washington. So it's very good to dilute the population that might know what's going on. Therefore, I don't want to talk about immigration right now, because there's nothing more I could say that hasn't been said 1,000 times. Now, I told you that I've been on this topic since I began a radio in 1994. It doesn't mean I'm the greatest on it, but I am the first on it. Nobody predated me on this. Rush was on the air before me. He never touched the topic in the way I did. He didn't quite grasp borders, language, and culture. I'm the only one who defined a nation as definable by borders, language, and culture. The best definition of a nation ever is borders, language, and culture. This bill does nothing to secure the border. It does nothing to ensure that the language English will remain the cohesive language of the land. And it does absolutely nothing to secure our culture. In fact, the opposite is true. So what can I say to you? I don't know the topic. I do, but I think you're burned out by it. I would rather talk about the proper care and feeding of a pet than listen to Marco Rubio, Barack Obama, or John Boehner. I would think that you'd be more interested in a show about pet food than listening to Marco Rubio. I would think you'd rather hear about the proper collar for a dog and based on its size than listen to Barack Obama. I really do. But if not, I could be mistaken. I could change on a dime. I don't know what I want to do for you today. I'm not sure. I have no idea what exactly it is. I could give you the savage history of the world in any of the epics of humanity going back to the beginning, the world in time. I can go back to the age of fishes if you want. We can go to the coal swamps. We can then go to the reptiles. We can go to the first birds and the first mammals. Or if you wish, we can begin at the age of mammals. We can then go to the monkeys, apes, and submen. Or if you want, I could start talking about the Neanderthals and the Rhodesian men. Or I could go to primitive thought. Or I could go to the beginnings of cultivation, civilization. Or if you wish, I can go to Sumeria, early Egyptian writing. Or I can go to primitive nomadic peoples. Or Egypt, Babylon, and Assyria, the primitive Aryans, if you wish. Or the last Babylonian empire and the empire of Darius the First. Or the early history of the Jews. Or priests and prophets in Judea, or the Greeks. Where would you like me to begin? Because you have to understand, America is part of the arc of history, as you well understand. And it's at a tipping point, a hackneyed phrase. America's at a tipping point because never before in its history has it had no press to control the cruel and deceptive nature of mankind. And the most cruel and the most deceptive do not go into politics, because the most cruel and most deceptive control politics, but they're not in it. The most cruel and the most deceptive place the politicians there as their front men, as their spokesmouth, by and large. This is not 100% true. It's a large percentage. They're fundamentally spokesmouths for the people behind them, who are the cruel, unjust on the earth. And so, therefore, now that we know all of the history of the world, would you rather I talk about antique clocks, pet food, the history of the world, anything but politics? Or, if you'd rather I do this, I can go here. Would you like me to be Dr. Savage Life Coach? Because you get a freebie on that one. If I went into the life coach business, it's a big business today, life coaching. They get a lot of money. There's no credentials, no qualifications. And they give you advice on your life. You have no idea who you're dealing with. You don't know whether they're crazy, sane. Well, it's true with psychiatrists, too, let's be clear. I know a guy in England who's been in therapy. He's about 60. He's been in therapy since he's 15. The father left him a fortune. I won't give you his name. The father made a fortune by swindling art. I won't give any more about the family that. The father swindled a fortune by stealing art out of Italy in World War II. Swindled stolen paintings. So far as I know, I'm not sure. I kind of know that, or I think that. The son didn't work a day in his life. Went to one of the, Eton, and then went on to Oxford. He has never worked a day in his life. He has been in therapy every day of his life, perhaps except for Sundays, since he's 15, at some enormous, and he doesn't know who he is, and he hates his father. And he doesn't talk to me anymore because I remind him of his father, because his father actually made the money in the family. Now, of course, I didn't make my money swindling, but he confuses anybody who has the guts to make a living on his own with a swindler father. So therefore, he hates anybody who's made a dime. What am I getting at? I'm getting at the fact that most people in therapy don't know if the therapist is crazy or sane anyway. But with me, you know who you're getting. 19 years I've been in the radio, you more or less know who I am. And if you have a lifestyle question, a life question, a crisis, who's better than old Uncle Mike, the man you've come to trust? There's areas I'm not good in. I'm not good in marital questions because that's so personal. I don't know the interdynamics of a man and a woman well enough to give you any advice. However, if you have a question to do with father and son relationships or parent and children relationships, you and your parents, perhaps I can inject some, I almost said ingest it and choke on it. Perhaps I can inject some sense into your life by being your life coach just for a short period of time, till I catch my breath, till I absorb the caffeine, until I get ready to take on another dose of Rubio, Gaynor, and whatever his name is, Obama the Traveler. Obama the Destroyer is, so far as I know, still in Ireland checking out his roots, looking at the Irish harp with the wife and kids. That cost $2.3 million for the wife and girls to fly over on Air Force Two. I don't know why they used two planes. Does anyone know why they used? I heard of separate beds, but why separate planes? Can anyone explain that to me? I know many married couples have separate beds after a certain period of time, but separate planes? I mean, that's a little too much, isn't it? I mean, if you're going through the sham of being married, what do you need separate Air Force One and Two for? He couldn't go in the same plane with them? Well, look, if you got a bunch of morons in the country who let you get away with anything, why not use Air Force One and Two? And then use Air Force Three for your baggage. Why not? The people are paying for it. Then you can come back and talk about wind power. 855-407-282. The Savage Nation is open for business. I may go into the life coach area for a moment. And you get it for free. You're lucky that I don't do this for a living because I would charge you. Let's start in San Francisco. KSFO, Petri, go ahead, please. What's your question or comment?
Michael, listen, I'm getting a new job. I start in a week on Monday, and I'm going to be driving on a route, and I'm going to have a Prius as part of the job offer that I'm accepting. So I'm going to be
good. No, that's nothing could be better, because I believe in camouflage. It's your beard. The Prius will be your beard.
I know, but I don't want to be identified as one of
No, you don't understand. Like when people see me and don't know me, I have a goatee, and I look like a kindly older gentleman who's nice. They confuse me with a nice liberal man, you know, who's kindly, which is very good. So I suggest you grow a beard and dye it gray in your Prius. Obama Biden bumper sticker, but you got to get the original one from 2008 to show you've been a member of the Communist Party going way back, that you're not just a Johnny Come Lately. Put up an Obama Biden bumper sticker from 08. Put up a Greenpeace, put up a PETA bumper sticker. Save Lake Tahoe, keep Tahoe green, anything like that. You know, you will be so loved, Petri. You have no idea. Your business will improve vastly.
Oh, but you just nailed it on the head. The Tahoe sticker, keep Tahoe blue. You know what I've been wanting to do is make my own sticker and sell it that says make Tahoe black.
Yeah, what I don't understand is who in the world do you know of who wants to not keep Tahoe blue? Why? What's that bumper sticker mean, keep Tahoe blue? I saw it for 20 years in California. You mean there's someone on Earth who wants to see it turn a different color? What's the point of that?
It's like, these environmental... That's why I'm ashamed. I'm kind of freakish about this Prius.
What you're afraid of is you're going to be identified with being a left-wing lunatic, a know-nothing, correct?
That's the point. I need your...
But, Petri, you can turn it to your advantage. Don't you understand? You're going to be loved for driving a Prius with bumper stickers that say you're a liberal. Are you a married man?
No, that's just it. I mean, if I...
Oh, then it's even a double reason to drive a Prius. You're going to have more dates than you know what to do with.
I know, but I'm going to be a sham. I'm going to be... how am I going to...
No. The only way you're going to meet a nice liberal woman, and you know that they're the most promiscuous on the planet, so if you want to enjoy yourself, you have to meet a promiscuous liberal who doesn't believe in family, doesn't believe in any kind of dignity. So driving a Prius with an Obama-Biden bumper sticker is ideal.
I can't do it. It's too crazy. I'll be pulling my hair out. I got a sticker.
That's even better. If you're going to dye your beard gray and you have no hair, you'll even meet more women. Petri, are you able to tell me what field of endeavor is giving you a Prius?
Coffee.
You're selling coffee?
Yeah. It's these coffee vending machines that are, you know, you go up and pay a buck or $1.50, and it spits out the coffee. It's got a touch screen. And
Is that a new thing? That's a big thing now, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, the Red Box and the Coinstar machines, they're vending machines. So they're in all the
So is this a little bit on the old, like the pinball machines? It's the same individuals from Kansas City control that too?
It's just better coffee and...
No, but you didn't answer me. Is this new business also coming out of the same group that controlled pinball machines all these years out of Kansas City?
Well, actually, I think it's Washington, but it may even be Illinois with the parent company.
Oh, I got it. Okay, the one-eyed bandit, I get it. Whatever, look, they know how to build roads, and they made a nice pinball machine, so they make a nice coffee machine. What's wrong with that? At least they do something for the world.
serious, and I'm be shaking my head going, oh, my goodness, what am I?
Oh, but just start enjoying it. Give out the free coffee. You know, enjoy your life. Don't worry about the Prius. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday. Plus, we'll tell you how you can join us on a Thirsty Thursday to talk politics live. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 a.m.
This could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123savage.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123savage.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123savage.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123savage.com before they force me to shut it down. 123savage.com.
Blinds.com has restored my faith in American business. Look, I love these guys. They've turned the torture of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores into an easy, cost-effective way to transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. And this summer, I'll save you even more with their beautiful, energy-saving honeycomb cell shades that can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Look, think of the AC savings. And with their free online how-to videos and over 100 design experts at your service, it's easy to transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Look, of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, no worries, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And now save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. Think of the AC savings. And if you hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com.
Is about traffic troubles on BART. Hayward Station is shut down right now. Some single tracking, some trains just being turned around north and south. Look out for major delays. Freeways eastbound 4 Railroad Avenue. We've got a stalled bus. Left lane is blocked. Northbound 101 Holly Street in San Carlos. Crash being reported there. About northbound 17 before the summit. Los Gatos, an accident. Right lane is blocked. And signal problems northbound 880 at Mission Boulevard. I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactive heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
When you need some short-term cash, make the cash call.
866-590-CASH. Cash call. Cha-ching.
We can lend you from $2,500 to $5,000 sent directly into your checking account within a day. The loan is unsecured, which means you don't need any security or collateral.
Sure, the money's a little expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than the local loan center that charges more interest and wants two payments a month. With the Cash Call loan, you simply make one fixed payment each month, and to keep interest expense down, you can always pay it back early at any time with no penalties or fees. So if you need cash by tomorrow, make the Cash Call at 866-590-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
866-590-CASH. Cash call. Cha-ching.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday. Plus, we'll tell you how you can join us on a Thirsty Thursday to talk politics live. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 a.m.
All right, step right up. This is Dr. Savage's life coaching session. How it works is this. You call 855-407-282, and you get one of the most brilliant minds in the media to give you some life advice, totally free. It occurs once in a blue moon. Why? Why have I veered away from politics today? Because we've gone from the rule of law to the rule of coleslaw under Obama, and there's no point in talking about what you want, because you don't count. You have no representation. You have no representation. I don't care. Well, if you're a liberal, sure you have representation. If you're a communist, you have more representation. If you're a Maoist, you have even more representation. And if you'd like to see what Pol Pot did, hey, you're in the driver's seat. You are in the driver's seat because Bill Ayer's vision for you is quite clear, because he wrote on it long time ago. So let's take some lifestyle questions, because that's about all we can control right now is our own life. You can, all you got control over is your own life. Like a person emailed me, Mike, here's my problem. I can't be out of time. It's impossible. Here, someone says I snore. My wife says I'm waking her up. The answer is get a divorce. Don't get snore treatment. You're snoring because you need to snore. If she doesn't like it, tell her to get her own house or her own bedroom. While you sleep, the soft tissue in the back of the throat collapses and blocks the passageway. It's normal for you to make sounds when you sleep. It scares away ghosts and devils. Just get a divorce. Don't get any treatment for snoring.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowler, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. San Francisco firefighters mopping up a four-alarm fire on Ellis Street between Hyde and Leavenworth. No injuries reported at the moment. Also, Hayward BART station shut down because of a major medical issue there. Trains being diverted, or turned around, I should say, before they get there, so expect a bus bridge and major delays on BART. To the freeways, major delays now in Martinez. Sig alert issued, crash eastbound 4 before Morello. The two left lanes are blocked. Traffic just starting to back up. Eastbound 580 Fruitvale in Oakland. Right lane blocked, crash there. And we've got a stall going back to Highway 4 Railroad in Pittsburgh. Left lane blocked by a stalled bus. I'm Dave Fowkes, South Talk 560 KSFO.
You deserve a playcation in California's gold country. And Black Oak Casino Resort is the perfect place to play and stay. The hotel at Black Oak Casino is now open, and the gaming is 24-7. See BlackOakCasino.com for details.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual reinspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Most people have pretty ambitious bucket lists, like skiing every mountain in America, or seeing a game at every ballpark, or eating at all the famous barbecue joints. It can get expensive and messy. But Motel 6's great low rates mean you save more for what you travel for. So at least your stay will be a drop in the bucket. Get it? It's a bucket list. Good stuff. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Homeowners, take a $100 bill and use it to light a cigar. Then do it again and again and again. If you're paying more than 3.75 on a 30-year mortgage or more than 2.75 on a 15, you're literally burning money. Call Capital Mortgage Services. We'll help you refi even if you owe more than your home is worth. At Capital Mortgage Services, in most cases, we can get you a refi with no appraisal. We can pay your closing costs, or for a better rate, you can finance the costs. But do it now. These rates won't last forever. You have 5 minutes? Because a 5-minute phone call can save you thousands. If you're paying more than 3.75 on a 30 or more than 2.75 on a 15, call now. 800-400-8391. Stop burning $100 bills. Call Capital Mortgage Services now. 800-400-8391. Ask for Stephanie. 800-400-8391. Ask for Stephanie. Equal housing lender licensed by the California Department of Real Estate. Broker 0186132. NMLS number 296169. Not all applicants qualify.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, everybody. It's Uncle Mike Savage. We're going to take a change of pace from the violence, the confusion, the Cold War, the hot war, immigration, the illegals eating us alive like locusts, the bad hospitals, the horrible schools, the broken roads, the corrupt politicians, the potholes that don't get filled because the money goes into the pensions. The spying on American citizens by Obama while he's traveling to Ireland. We're not talking about any of that. No, we're going to give you some lifestyle answers here on the Savage Nation. If you have a question about your life, you can give me a call and Uncle Mike will try to answer. You know, in the old days, maybe 30 years ago, old days, yeah, 20, 30 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, families were certainly more cohesive. And in every family, there was an uncle like me, sort of the gruff uncle who knew what he was talking about. And you'd get together for Sunday dinner, and you'd talk about various things, politics included. And he would give you his opinion. He wouldn't listen to you because he knew he was right. And he didn't want to waste his time listening to you because you didn't know as much as him. At least that's what he thought. And, you know, you couldn't stand him, but he was always right. Well, you couldn't wait to leave that dinner on Sunday night. But by the time Tuesday or Wednesday came around, you were actually looking forward to the Sunday dinner where you could lock horns again with Uncle Mike, because there's no one left who'll tell you what they think. Everyone's a corporate schmendrick, a liar, a double talker. No one will tell you what they think. Everyone has to hide who they really are. I bear my soul to you on the Savage Nation. I mean, so far as I can in a sane way. You know what I mean? I'm not the naked guy sitting on a rooftop. But I bare my soul to the extent that you kind of know who I am. You kind of know what you're getting from me. And then people meet me in person want to, oh, are you what you sound like? Yeah, I'm pretty much what I sound like. And so I'm the uncle that doesn't exist anymore. The uncle's bye-bye. Families are gone. Except perhaps in immigrant families. Oh, incidentally, you must go to michaelsavage.com and you must see something that someone got for me today out of the a British newspaper again. The London Daily Mail, How Immigrants Once Lived. You will not believe the pictures. There's a picture of three little boys without shoes sleeping outdoors in a little sub-basement, outdoors with no shoes, huddling together for warmth over a grating, trying to get some warmth. Three white boys, by the way. They had nothing to eat. They had to be beggars and urchins. And you're telling me that people didn't kill themselves to get where they are today? I got to listen to this garbage about how hard the immigrant works. Have you taken a look at how fat most of them are? How many children they're knocking out? What are you telling me how hard they work? Idiot, you don't know anything about your own country, you moron. And where do you think their food comes from? Out of your pocket, idiot. But wait a minute, I'm supposed to be Dr. Savage now. I'm supposed to be nice. So take a look at how immigrants once lived. There's a whole slew of pictures, including, and most of them, by the way, are from Little Italy. If you want to think the Italians got where they are by stealing it, take a look at how they lived when their grandfathers came over. Take a look at how the grandfathers lived in the coal cellars. Take a look at the picture of a group of little boys standing outside the Children's Aid Society at 24 St. Mark's Place in 1895. The little boys are wearing little hats and little overcoats, and they have satchels with their life belongings in them. And you know where they're going? John Jacob Astor, a billionaire of his time, was sending them out west. Because they had no mothers or fathers. They were orphans. They were being sent away. See three young street children huddling together over a grate for warmth in an alleyway off Mulberry Street, Manhattan. They have no shoes. And one little boy is holding on to what must be his brother. It looks like he's in tears because they're shivering. Those are white boys, Americans, who came from the gutter. And their grandsons and their great-grandsons in America today may have a house and a couple of cars. And guess what? They earned it. The family paid their dues. I don't want to see these people go to the front of the bus. Let them wait online like you did, like your grandfather did. I don't want to hear this malarkey about how hard they work. Everybody works hard. Take a look at how people lived in the Italian immigrant communities on Jersey Street in shacks that could be scenes from the developing world today. You'll never believe it. That's where they live. You see houses behind Bleecker Street between Mercer and Green made out of refuse, wood. People lived in it. See an Italian immigrant smoking a pipe in his makeshift home under the Rivington Street dump. He lived under a garbage dump underground. And so you don't say, oh, yeah, every American, they kept slaves. Yeah, they took it off the back of slaves. Like hell they did. They worked their heart out. They didn't come here and ask for welfare. They didn't throw the furniture out of the window when the New York Department of Welfare gave them something. I was a former social worker. I saw what the bums did. You don't know who you're talking to here. I can run hot and cold in a moment's notice here. I go from nice to really angry in 2 seconds. You're starting with this immigration debate, the hearts and flowers from Rubio and Lindsey Graham and Obama, how we owe it to them. We owe them nothing. They suck the country dry. Look at your hospitals. Why do you think your schools can't teach Johnny how to read? Because most of the money goes for bilingual education, special education. Of course they can't read. Goes for the union dues. You see another one of the kids in school. You're not going to believe. And by the way, here's another one of the kids in school at that time getting an education. One girl laughs with delight at having her photo taken as street children get the chance to read at a library at 48 Henry Street, New York City in 1900. They took kids off the street and they gave them the chance to read. Could you imagine that? And one of my favorite pictures is teachers show primary school children how to plant seeds in a plot of land in New York. The picture was taken in 1900. Can you imagine trying to teach one of the drug addicts how to put a seed in the ground today? Then you go down and you come to a beautiful picture of children in the snow on Rivington Street. It looks like a Currier and Ives, hard to believe. And then one of my favorites is the kids in a schoolroom listening to the teacher. Here, education for all. Pupils in the Essex Market School in a poor quarter of New York listen intently during a lesson. Every one of them listening to the school teacher who's at the blackboard. Not one of them fiddling, running around, throwing something, drinking from a bottle. Not one of them on marijuana or Adderall. Not one of them. Not one of them. Rear view of rows of schoolgirls seated on benches in Eastside Public School. Clean, neat, hair and braids, listening to the teacher. The teacher was a role model for them. They looked up to the teacher. Look at what's happened in the country today. The moron off the street thinks he knows more than the teacher. The idiot. The moron comes to school and knows more than the teacher. He can't read or write. So there you think there's no history to America. They've obliterated it. Obama with his speech. No, we're not being spied on. He said an American person, not an American citizen in the first speech. So now let's go back to the... Play the Desafinado again because I got distracted with my emotions. 855-407-282. The only questions I will not answer are medical questions. I am not a medical doctor, and I cannot give medical advice. So, Neil, please take down the poor person from Philly with multiple myeloma. I don't do those questions. That's strictly medical, and I don't do it. That's into a realm that I don't want to deal with. A, I'm not qualified, and B, I don't want to hurt anybody in plain English. Of course I have opinions on various medical problems, but I'm not here to give medical advice. That's a different story at a different time in a different place. So let's take some calls. I got calls now across the country except from New York on WABC because they know everything. They don't need advice. See, everyone in New York is like me who listens to the radio. They think they're a radio host and they know everything. And so since Rush didn't talk about lifestyle advice, they don't know what to say on the show today. They have no opinion on anything because they listen in the morning. They hear what he has to say. Then they call in like they thought it up themselves. We got calls, though, from everywhere else, and some of them are very good. Let's begin in Newtown, Connecticut. Oh, that's a hot one. Jimmy, are you there? Line two. Jimmy, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm here, Doc. I wanted to disagree with what you said about promiscuous women being liberals. Actually, it's the conservative chicks that have gone promiscuous because they have no hope for tomorrow. In other words...
Hey, Jimmy, is that from personal experience?
Can I take the Fifth Amendment, Doc? Give me a break.
Well, yes, you could be. You could certainly be like Janet Napolitano and the politicians. You can take the Fifth. I'm not a government investigator, but you believe that conservative women are more promiscuous than liberal women because the conservatives feel that all hope is gone?
That's right.
Well, you mean liberal women think there's a lot of hope for what? A hope for what? Oh, they're going to live in the perfect future. I get it. The world is becoming a better place because of Obama and his policies. I see. The world's going to get better and better. As long as white people disappear completely and there's no democracy, we'll have a perfect world. Is that the view, Jimmy?
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you're driving a Prius or not. It's the conservative chicks who are now out trying to eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow. They're toast. They're going to the residential facilities that were built by FEMA.
Oh, boy. I just got hives from that call. That opens up a line at 855-400-7282. We're having a little break from the rough-and-tumble world of politics. Let's take another caller here. And, oh, boy, this is a tough one. And there's a lot of women call on this because they don't have men around anymore. And if they do, the men don't. You know, it's not that they're bad men. They don't have any mature experience. Or they don't have, you know, they don't know what to answer. Me, I'll take a chance publicly. I will take a chance. I will publicly shame myself with my opinions. How's that for boldness? I will publicly risk public shame in my opinions. How do you like that? You know what it takes to do what I do? There's a certain madness in being a talk show host. Let me put it to you that way. There's no question about it that you have to have a certain degree of daring, courage, boldness. But one could argue that you have to be slightly nuts to do this as long as I've done it. But since I've never hurt anybody and never hurt myself, I will not stop. I mean, the definition of someone who's crazy is someone's going to hurt others or hurt themselves, right? Otherwise, no one's crazy anymore. Think about that. The new ethics of psychiatry is there's no such thing as madness except if you're homophobic or anti-immigrant. Then you belong in a madhouse. Or if you don't believe in Obama, then you have to go to a FEMA camp. But other than that, everyone is sane, no matter what they're doing. If they have a desire for their cat or their dog, that's fine. You're not hurting anyone. If it's consensual, marry the dog. 855-407-282. Christina on KSFO San Francisco. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I'm a new mom, and I wanted your recommendation if you would immunize children today.
That is a very important and a very critical question because I have strong opinions on immunizations. I have a very healthy skepticism about the DPT shots. For very personal reasons, which I will not discuss, there are children who react terribly to them and never recover. I'm sure you're aware of that. May not be aware of it because your doctors won't tell you, right?
My pediatrician's been pretty good about our concerns about immunizations.
Has your pediatrician given you any warnings about the potential side effects?
No, he says that they are safe, and
Just give the child a shot and give them an ice cream afterwards. They'll be just fine. There, little lady. Have no concerns. It's only those right-wing nuts who fear immunizations. Yes, the patronizing great man told you don't worry. The drug peddler now. The pediatrician is the biggest drug peddler amongst all of the MDs. I'd be very cautious, and what I would suggest you do is learn on your own. Go and do a search through any search engine on, say, side effects of childhood immunizations. See what you come up with and try to draw your own conclusion, okay? I am extremely concerned about the percentage of people, a percentage of infants who have reactions to DPT shots in particular. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole issue of the mercury carrier because that's another issue that you should be concerned about. Are you aware of the mercury carrier in some of the immunizations?
Yes.
And you do know that mercury is a super neurotoxin. Mercury is one of the most potent neurotoxins there is. When I say neurotoxin, it causes permanent nerve damage. Mercury should be avoided at all costs, especially in the developing brain. Now, how a doctor can prescribe an immunization that may contain a mercury-carrying agent. I think it may have been removed by now from the shots. I'm not 100% sure on that. But be very cautious about that. I'd start with that. Ask for a complete disclosure about what's in the immunization, meaning is it a mercury carrier? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Do you know the Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland story? You've heard of it, right? Alice in Wonderland. And you know the Mad Hatter? You know the character, the Mad Hatter. Do you know where the idea of the Mad Hatter came from? I bet you don't. It's been lost to most people.
No.
The Mad Hatter was a reference to the time when hats were made by hand and the hat brims were hardened by dipping them into a liquid bath of mercury by hat makers. They didn't wear gloves. They had no idea mercury was toxic. And the mercury was absorbed through the skin of the worker, and most of them became crazy, and that's why they were called Mad Hatters. Just something new for radio. People, you know, like to learn things, right? So be aware of the fact that mercury is a very, very dangerous neurotoxin, and it may or may not still be in some immunizations. That alone should present some cautionary advice for a young mother, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Seth. So the first thing for you to look at is whether or not there is mercury in the immunization. And then look into side effects of childhood immunizations and draw your own conclusion, but do it very cautiously. Now, there is another side to this, and I want to be very clear about it. Because of the large numbers of infected children from the third world that have been led into this country without any medical checks, because of the vast millions of illegal aliens in the country who come and go back into this country from third world cesspools, unimmunized, sick with chicken pox, sick with very, very dangerous illnesses, especially childhood illnesses. For example, whooping cough have been largely annihilated in America until the flood of illegal immigrants was allowed to stamp on our country with impunity. Now whooping cough is an epidemic again. Same with many other epidemics. That's another wonderful product of immigration that the dunces in Washington refused to even address. As you well know, when my grandfather came here, they had to go through Ellis Island where they were checked for illnesses. If they had a serious illness, they were not allowed into the country. Or they were put into quarantine. Ooh, the dirty, dangerous word, quarantine, until the illness was treated or passed. Oh, not anymore. No, that would be racist, wouldn't it? And too nationalistic to want to protect your native population. Anyway, there are some of my ideas on immunizations for children. 855, I forget the number, 400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. We're talking about lifestyle questions. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it will generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to Prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's Prepped.com. That's Prepped.com. On the web at Prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at Prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on Prepped.com. Go there now.
Weather it.
Okay, as about traffic, looking at a crash upper deck of the Bay Bridge before you get to Treasure Island. Left lane reportedly blocked. Traffic pretty much slow from the island into San Francisco. Giants game tonight, making things busy on the 280 extension as well. Northbound 880 slow to Fremont from Thornton Avenue in stretches up to 238. Also slow off the Dumbarton Bridge approaching 880. Still BART delays. Hayward Station is shut down because of a major medical issue there. Trains being turned around before you get to Hayward. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential tankless water heater. That's a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682. PlumbingTechAndRepipe.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Call now, 800-489-6410. 800-489-6410.
Let Bay Voyager show you Frisco's natural beauty with a two-hour boat trip tour of San Francisco. Get over half off with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Coming up in the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday. Plus, we'll tell you how you can join us on a Thirsty Thursday to talk politics live. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 a.m.
All right, your radio friend, your radio uncle, your radio mentor, Michael Savage. I figure after 19 years in the business, I can do what I want. I've earned it. So if you think I'm going to screech about immigration, you're mistaken. I mean, I did get into it because I got angry at the lie about how hard they work and the deprivation. And I directed you to pictures that were posted on the London Daily Mail on michaelsavage.com about how Italian immigrants in particular live like dogs in the streets when they first came over, without shoes, without heat, without warmth. My father at age 13 came here from Russia, or 7. And his first job as a little boy was driving a laundry truck with a horse attached to it. He was 12, 11, 13. He had to control the can you imagine how long ago that was? And he told me he had to drive a laundry cart to make a few cents a day. He lived in the Lower East Side of New York. He was very poor. He never complained. He never cried about it. He didn't ask for welfare. No one said he had needed Ritalin or a drug. No one cried for him. He did what he had to do to get where he was. He worked very hard. He had a small little business. I didn't inherit any money, but I inherited something more than money from my father, which was the ethic of hard work and honesty. Now, you go to CNN, I'll show you dishonesty. Here you got a president spending $100 million on a trip to Africa. There's not one story about it on the CNN site. What are they running? The long, strange search for Hoffa. Can you believe that this is the rubbish they'll throw in your eyes? I mean, Jeff Zucker is a real prize of NBC, now running CNN. And who do they hire for a morning show? None other than Governor Cuomo's son. It's unbelievable to me. It's nothing but a Democrat machine, these companies. Obama and his family are planning an 8-day trip to Africa, and the estimated cost for taxpayers is $100 million. Not on the website, though. Not on the website. And I told you yesterday, when Nixon was president, the evil, bad Republican Nixon, he was going to take a trip from D.C. to Florida, and he thought it would look embarrassing to fly Air Force One to Florida. He wanted to fly on National Airlines. The Secret Service advised against it. Now compare him to what we have in the White House now, a shameless, narcissistic destroyer of the lowest kind. Not one word on any of the websites. Not one word. I'll be back to be your Uncle Mike again right here on the Savage Nation with all the breaking news right here.
Savage.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows.
For a limited time only, we are giving away a free upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows. Free installation, and you'll see instant savings on your utility bills.
Triple pane windows from American Vision Windows provide the highest level of protection against harmful UV rays, noise, dust, and pollen.
The upgrade to triple pane is free this month only. Call American Vision Windows today, 877-370-5779. Get free installation. Please call for details.
With American Vision Windows, you can keep the cool inside your home and keep the utility companies out of your wallet.
Get free installation and an upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows this month only. Call American Vision Windows and take advantage of this very special offer. 877-370-5779. That's 877-370-5779.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation, pardon me, the beta nut, which I shouldn't have eaten, but I love nuts. If I choke to death during this show, we'll get you a best of. But I'm not going to do politics for a little bit because you know it's all a sham. You know that the oligarchs have decided what will be done with the illegal aliens, which will basically give them a gold-plated citizenship card, and you'll be moved to the back of the bus. Already you've seen the politicians catering to a small percentage of the population. That's the astonishing part. You're actually the majority of the population. They've told you you don't exist anymore. Instead, the non-citizens, primarily those from Mexico, count, and you don't count. So get ready to go to the back of the bus. You're going to be given a second-class citizenship compared to them. So what should I do, talk about it? You believe Boehner when he says, oh, we're not going to pass anything in this house unless it got the approval of the majority. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Smoke and mirrors, as they say. President's vacation to cost taxpayers $100 million. That's his little trip to Africa. Aircraft carrier with a full medical center will also be nearby, and fighter jets will protect airspace around the clock. Can you believe this? Have you ever heard anything like this in your entire life? How does he get away with it? It's impeachable. It's like King Ludwig bankrupting the Treasury. But not, it doesn't even make it to the websites anymore. So what should I talk about? Boehner on speakership over immigration, right. Rubio, the ice cream phony. I can't take it. So I'm now play some Desafinado. I'm open for business as your Uncle Mike, the life coach. 855-407-2822. Family problems, personal questions. The only thing I don't do is medical issues, if I can avoid it. I would direct you to, you know, your doctor on medical issues. However, I had a call in the last hour about immunizations, and I was very cautious about the childhood immunizations. There's an awful big controversy around them. However, we have a problem, and the problem is the millions of illegal aliens come into this country, many of them with diseases that have been eradicated, from tuberculosis to diphtheria to whooping cough, and these diseases are now reemerging in America. And I don't care what you say about it. It's real. They're bringing diseases back to the country. I don't care if you're Mr. Genius on ABC, NBC, CBS. I don't care who you are. You're a moron. You bring millions of people in the country uninspected for disease. What do you think is going to happen to the healthy population, idiot? That's my specialty, immunology, epidemiology. So, common sense would dictate that you don't bring in millions of people, some of whom are ill, because you work first to protect the healthy population in a sane nation. But we're not a sane nation by any means. You know, many children hate fish. I'm going to give you an example. This country's become like, you know the fishy smell in a fish? Why do the children hate fish? Well, because of the fishy smell. What causes this odor? Is that fish struggle before they die, boys and girls, and their glycogen is depleted from muscles, and lactic acid is not formed, which acts as a preservative. Another factor is the presence of a nitrogenous compound that is broken down by bacteria into trimethylamine, noted for its foul odor. And the staler a fish, the worse it smells. So your child may be intuitively correct in avoiding anything that smells fishy. Well, the government smells fishy to me. The odor coming out of Washington is that of a rotting fish. And as I said to you before, fish struggle before they die. Nations struggle before it dies, before they die. And the nation right now is like a giant whale that's been pulled out of the water and is flopping on the ground, and it's frankly stinks. So there you go. Politics are everywhere, no matter which way you turn. Let's take your calls on the Savage Nation. George on WABC in New York, you're the first up this hour. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Uncle Mike. I'm calling about friendship. I'm associated with a gentleman for, I'd say, the past 10 years, and we've been mutually beneficial to each other financially, this, that, the other. Actually, I've been helping him out more than him helping me. He's a hoarder. He's a miser. His god is money. He's been a chemistry student for the past 20 years, and one of the key ingredients was methadone. And I've gotten fed up with him. I can't deal with his irascible behavior. He's erratic, uncontrollable, totally irresponsible, has no compassion or feeling for anybody around him. It's just him.
So what's the relationship for you? What's it in it for you?
Nothing anymore. I broke it off. He can't understand why. He can't understand why I'm throwing a relationship away, a friendship.
Tell him because he's a miserable junkie. That's all. I mean, what do you have to? Oh, you don't have to go that far. You don't have to say because you're a miserable junkie, I'm breaking it off. Just say, look, I've done all I can do for you. Good luck. You can be nice about it.
That's exactly what I've done, and a few other people I know have done the same thing.
So what is it? You're guilty, but because you still have some bond to him?
Well, I had a sincere hope that I could help him, but that's the old Boy Scout in me.
George, I want to ask you something, and you, everybody else listening to the show, do you find it offensive that I've gone off politics into life coaching today?
No, not at all.
You don't want to know the latest breath of Marco Rubio?
No, I would prefer a breath of fresh air and common sense on your part, because it's actually redundant after a while.
That's right. How much can you hear the same garbage day in and day out? Exactly. You know they're not building a border fence. You know they're going to grant them a gold-plated citizenship and put you in the back of the bus. So what are you going to do about it, since the people are so dumb in the country? They won't do anything about it. There should be 100 million people in the streets saying no to amnesty.
Yeah.
They should be rioting in the streets over this. If we had a sane nation, it would be going on across the country. Thanks for the call. Now let's go on to Branson, Missouri. Jennifer in Branson, Missouri on KSGS. I haven't heard from that radio station. Jennifer, what's your question or comment on the Savage Nation?
Yes, Dr. Savage, thank you for taking my call. I just want to get right into it. I had broke away from medication about 5 years ago, and I had suffered a lot of the problems that are common with breaking away from any kind of antipsychotic or any medications. I went completely natural with thyroid, everything, and lost 100 pounds in the recourse and got healthy again. And one of the things I have taken was the vitamin C that you suggested by powder.
Yes.
And I tell you, what a major change, but there was one more.
That's right. Powdered vitamin C is one of the greatest and most inexpensive of all medications, and the doctors make believe it has no value whatsoever. But you're treating what with this nutritional program you're on?
Well, they said I had PTSD. I was, a long time ago when I was a little girl, I was in a foster home. So that's when the...
All right, but I don't want to get too much into a medical question. Do you suffer what, bipolar, so-called?
I had PTSD, and that's the original diagnosis. And then they
But that's a catch-all phrase for someone who's sad. And then they give it a new name, a manic depression, bipolar. You're a sad person. You have bad memories of your childhood, right?
Yes.
All right, so what do you have to turn it into an illness for? You had a miserable childhood, you were in a foster home, and you have to fight that memory. It's not an illness. It's called life. So they made it into an illness already.
The thing is that I protested because I had always had a good work ethic. I worked since I was 14.
All right, so what is your question tonight, Jennifer? What are you asking me?
What was the additional things that you offer other than vitamin
C? Okay, powdered vitamin C, large mega doses of niacin, large doses of zinc, no sugar. Thanks for the call. I don't want to do medical questions, Neil, so because I don't know the person. I don't know what they're, saying. Okay. Tulsa, Oklahoma, that opens up a line at 855-407-2282 if you have a special question. And I'm going to come to all the news of the day in a moment on the Savage Nation in case you're clamoring for news on your radio station. I will give it to you from my perspective. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Karen, go ahead, please. What's your question?
Yes, raw meat for dogs versus corn-based kibble, and I will take your answer over the air.
Don't take it off the air. You feed your dog raw meat?
Yeah, sometimes chicken, yeah.
But why raw chicken? Why not cooked chicken?
Because of the bones. If you cook it, then the chicken bones are very dangerous to dogs. But raw bones...
I understand, but if you give them raw chicken, there's a high likelihood that there's salmonella in the chicken.
Well, I rinse it off.
I understand, but it's not good enough. I would suggest you cook the chicken and pare it from the bones and give the dog the cooked chicken. Rather, and forget the bones. I mean, you're trying to give them the bone with the chicken, right?
Well, yes, but they're soft bones.
I understand that when bones are not cooked, a dog can eat them. When they're cooked, they're brittle and they crack, and they could choke them to death. I get that. I understand that. I'll tell you what I feed Teddy. I feed him kibble mixed with cooked chicken and carrots. That's 98% of his diet. That's 98% of his diet. Sometimes he gets a hamburger, no salt and pepper, if I take him to a certain restaurant where they make it for him. He gets his own table, his own chair, a napkin. He gets cutlery. Little boy Fauntleroy gets a little hamburger. No, he does. But I order him the burger because it comes before my meal, and I usually eat half of it while waiting for my dinner. Somehow dogs get served first in the restaurants I go to. For some reason, the owners, I don't know if they're making a statement or what, but the dog gets served before I do. So I wouldn't recommend raw meat for a dog. I don't know. I didn't know people still feeding dogs raw meat. I mean, I realize in the hunt, they're killing an animal and they're eating it raw. I get it. But, you know, we're all domesticated, including the canine species, right? We're domesticated by now. They're like a little bit of us. They're older. They're slower. They can think better than the raw animal. I mean, the wild animal, rather, sure is a great creature. But, you know, a domestic pet is very much like an addendum to the human being, isn't it? And they take on a lot of our lifestyle. They sleep like us. They start to have the same illnesses. They lose their teeth after 9 years. You have to take them to a dentist. It's unbelievable to me. It's like a chimpanzee. I hope it doesn't go crazy, rip off a face. That was some story in Connecticut. Horrible story. Good. I'm glad the callers are dying out. They're getting bored to death. I like that. And, you know, if I lose all my callers tonight, that'll also be good. I'd rather lose all my callers tonight than talk about Rubio and immigration. I'd rather lose every caller on the show and be put to the test than listen to one word from Obama. I'd rather have not one caller on the board than have to talk about politics for one. I can't take it anymore. Pittsburgh, Colin, you're on the Savage Nation. What's your question, please?
I was just wondering what your thoughts were on redemption, because I listen to your show all the time. And it seems like you have pretty strong opinions about the way people are. That's the way they are. I personally, I've messed up some things in my life, and I have some struggles getting going again. I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that.
It's a very, very powerful question, and believe me, I'm not going to be insensitive to what you said about yourself. You are of the opinion that a man can change. Is that what you're saying?
I'd like to believe so, and yes, I am, yeah.
Well, I don't know how bad the problems were. And, you know, I think it varies, and I think it depends upon how deep the faith is in the redemption and how seriously the person wants to give up the behavior that has caused him so much trouble. For example, there are people who are alcoholics who can go in and out of therapy and never, ever get cured. Same with drugs. Until the day comes that they don't want that drug or alcohol on their own, all the treatment in the world is going to do nothing. Until they make up their own mind. And I think the same is true with whatever behavior it is that got you in trouble. And so if you say to yourself, well, I'm not going to rob, I don't know what it is, I'm going to say, I'm not going to be a thief anymore. I'm not going to be, well, of course that's going to be a redemption, correct?
Correct.
Yes. However, having said that, I believe that there are some people who are just born evil. I don't believe in eternal redemption. I don't believe that all people are capable of redemption. Some are. I just said some are, right? But I know from my own childhood that there are people who are born bad and they've never changed. They're bad their whole lives. Some kids were liars and crooks at five and they never changed. I don't know what it is. It was in their nature. And other people were nice and kind and that's the way they were their whole life. Of course there are modifying factors in all of our lives. I understand that. But how do you explain that in one family you can have two brothers raised by the same parents, one can become an honest priest in the old ways, and the other will become a murderer? The same family, the same apartment, the same mother and father. I don't know. How do you explain that? Is it nature or nurture?
I don't know. It's a mixture of both, I think.
Yeah, that's right. It's a mixture of both. But if I were to believe that people couldn't change, what would be the point of trying to even have a conversation with people who are in your family who grate you, right? You're hoping that they'll change, but most of us don't change at a certain point. Unless, again, the person says, I had enough of my own behavior. I am disgusted with my alcoholism. I'm sick of being a drug addict, or I'm sick of being a sex addict, and I'm going to stop it. They have to come to that. No one can make them do it. I guess that's what I'm saying. Does that relate to you? I mean, can you relate to that?
I understand where you're coming from 100%. See, my issues are alcohol-related. And
the only way to give up alcohol is if you decide you've had enough of being an alcoholic. Otherwise, you're never going to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Thank you for the call. Alcohol is the toughest of all addictions. I've had friends in the addiction business who have told me they've treated heroin addicts more easily than alcoholics. I had a friend I told you was a heroin addict, and he cured himself. And I know of heroin addicts who are cured with high doses of vitamin C at a Bronx clinic. I wrote about it. You know, I wrote a book in 1983 called Getting Off Cocaine. I don't know if you know that. And it was actually an extremely popular book in the therapy community. It was all based upon nutrition, vitamin, and the book never sold very many, but it was very well received and very well known. And I received a letter from a clinic in the Bronx who said to me that by giving heroin addicts, mega doses of vitamin C, and intravenously, they got them off heroin. Why did it work? Because vitamin C crosses the blood-brain barrier faster than heroin. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong, a chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Senate Conservatives.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Who's watching your home?
I was playing guitar in our apartment, and suddenly everything started shaking.
The earthquake was a little more rocking and rolling than I cared for.
Thankfully, we were prepared.
To survive and recover.
And so was our stuff. Our policy with the California Earthquake Authority gave us the financial strength to recover.
And working with our insurance agent, they got us back to normal.
Did you know most renters' insurance policies do not cover earthquake damage? A separate policy through the California Earthquake Authority, or CEA, can help pay for a place to live, replace personal property, and help you get your life back to normal after California's next damaging earthquake. CEA policies are sold and serviced through the insurance agent you already know and trust. The CEA urges you to get prepared for earthquakes, which can happen in California anywhere and anytime. Visit insure.earthquakeauthority.com. California Earthquake Authority, the strength to rebuild.
For over 60,000 California foster children, growing up means having to replace clothes that are too small or worn out.
I never had much to begin with.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
I guess I'm growing fast. I'm getting big.
When a child has clothes that fit properly and look good, it can help their self-image and self-esteem.
I don't need anything fancy.
I just want to fit in with the rest of the kids.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting new clothes for infants, toddlers, youths, and teens.
I grew 3 inches last year.
Bring your gift of clothes, pants, shirts, tops, and skirts to any Sleep Train and help make a foster child's day a little brighter. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com. On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Clothing Drive ends Sunday. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
Summer's coming. How's your swimsuit body looking? Relax, you've still got time. And now it's easier than ever to get in summer shape quick. Just drink water with Live Skinny.
I just drink water?
Seriously, women reported losing up to 11 pounds in the first week using Live Skinny. Imagine what a few weeks of Live Skinny could do. You'll be ready for summer in no time. Just drink normal water with Live Skinny and watch the pounds disappear.
Sounds easy.
It is, and super convenient. Take Live Skinny anywhere. It's full of the key fat-burning ingredients that everybody is talking about. about, like green coffee and Garcinia Cambogia. It's all there. Free Live Skinny samples are available right now for a limited time.
Visit freeliveskinny.com. freeliveskinny.com for your free sample of Live Skinny. Lose the weight and live the skinny summer of your dreams. freeliveskinny.com. That's freeliveskinny.com. Just drink water with Live Skinny. freeliveskinny.com.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Of human bondage. Of human bondage. That's what we're all involved in. Chain of life. Chained to the wheel. It goes around and around and around. And the government's supposed to make it easier, makes it harder. Now they're taking 30 million people. We're supposed to all cry and, oh, we're going to cry how hard they work. Yeah, great. Like, you don't work and I don't work and I haven't worked from the day I was able to walk and my father didn't work and my grandfather. I don't want to hear any more about how hard they work. We all work hard. Go look at the pictures of immigrants, how they lived in Little Italy in 1890 to 1900. And ask yourself how the Italian people rose up from the gutter and made so much of their lives in America. Go take a look at the pictures on michaelsavage.com. And then don't tell me any more about Mexico and how hard they work. They're not the first. And they're not going to go ahead of the line because of the corruption in the government. 7% of the voting population was supposed to bend over backwards for non-citizens? Of human bondage. Why? Because we have a bunch of thieves in power who don't care a whit about the indigenous person in this country. They're like the drunken Indian chiefs who sold out the tribal members.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know what? Ask my listeners what I value most as a consumer. Great products, great customer service, and great value, which is what I got from Blinds.com. Look, not only did they save me a bundle on my kitchen blinds, but they've come up with an exciting new way to help you lower your energy costs this summer. It's true. Their beautiful insulating honeycomb cell shades can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Think of the AC savings. And like all of their window coverings, you could transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. Even if you mismeasured, doubtful, they'll remake it for free. This month, save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. And if you really hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples. You get free shipping. No sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The Hayward Bart Station has been reopened. It was shut down for a couple of hours because of an accident involving a fatality on the tracks. Expect residual BART delays. Heading out to the freeways, eastbound 580 at Fairmont Drive in San Leandro. Reports of a grass fire off to the side. Northbound 101 Whipple Avenue, crash there in Redwood City. Slow traffic still on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge from about Treasure Island as you head to Highway 101. Sluggish eastbound 80 from 4th Street onto the lower deck. Northbound 880 still slow from before Dakota Road as you head up past A Street. A little slow off the Dumbarton Bridge as you approach 880 as well. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Brought to you by the San Jose SaberCats. Don't miss San Jose SaberCats football this Saturday, June 22nd at 7:30 against the Arizona Rattlers at HP Pavilion. It's Military Appreciation Night. Free camouflage bandanas to the first 1,000 fans. Go to thesanjosesabercats.com.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $100. $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary. Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday. Plus, we'll tell you how you can join us on a Thirsty Thursday to talk politics live. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 a.m.
Remember the hope we had when the Republicans dominated things, that they would close down NPR, they would end Sesame Street because it was a propaganda tool. NPR, we knew, was government radio. They just opened the new building, NPR. A new building, they're showing off how wonderful it is in Washington, D.C. And you will not believe the edifice they built for themselves. It's astounding. You cannot believe what they gave themselves at NPR. But and what do they provide to, for the public? Whatever Obama and the Democrats wish, that's what NPR provides for you. NPR, no, nothing considered that doesn't pass the scrutiny of the government-controlled press. NPR, wellness center, a cafe, beehives on the roof, massage therapy for the, they say they have 400 diverse employees. What does that mean, diverse? You mean if they're different skin colors and different sexual orientations, that makes them better reporters? That's the qualification now for diversity? All you have to do is be different than what, a white Christian male? And suddenly you're a better everything? The insanity keeps devolving. The devolution of the mindset keeps going lower and lower and lower. Everyone really loves the new building, they said, because they have healthy food in there. It's incomprehensible. How much money did that cost to build? 100,000 square feet over two floors. For what? 100,000 square foot, 400,000 square foot home on North Capitol, and they're excited about it. In-house chefs for the diverse reportage. Diverse reportage. I wonder if they have diverse menus as well. Something for everyone. You wouldn't want to give them white man's food. I mean, that might offend somebody from another country. I mean, you have to have all sorts of foods, like in the Navy today or in a prison cell in order to avoid a lawsuit. Unbelievable to me. And what do they do? What has NPR reported on that was novel? Let me get back to the life coaching. 855-400-7282. I told you the politics is going to seep through no matter what I do. No, we don't need the music. It's fine. They know what I'm doing. Cleveland, Ohio. Larry, welcome to the show. What's on your mind, Larry?
Dr. Mr. Michael Friend, at this point, what difference does it make?
That's why I'm doing lifestyle, because it doesn't make this. It's a one-party oligarchy. They're not even hiding it anymore. And they're going to do what Microsoft and Google and General Electric want them to do.
Getting to the back of the line with the immigration, they should be embarrassed. That's total slavery talk. Who's going to the front of the line? The English-speaking Muslims that are going to go to the front of the line, while the Mexican and Hispanics are going to be tricked, and they're going to do to them what they did to the blacks. It's just disgusting, and it's right in front of us.
Well, that's right. That's right. That's right. Of human bondage, it's still a plantation. It's disgusting that the Mexican people are being lied to, by the way, that they're going to be given some golden opportunity here. The fact is, I don't care where people are from. If they come here and they have values and they want to work, get online, become a citizen. And let's select workers based upon what they're actually providing to the society. Do we need more engineers? Then admit people who are engineers. Do we need more doctors? Then admit doctors. What are you doing just opening the floodgates to all the flotsam and jetsam of humanity? Who's going to take care of them and their descendants?
These fat-ankled Americans? What
did you want to say? You called to talk about Teddy, right?
So at the restaurant, I can only imagine the liberals eating first and then their dogs attacking them and eating them.
Well, no, they feed Teddy first or he'll start to, I'm liable to start barking if they don't feed the dog. That's the problem. Fort Myers, Florida on WFTL out of Fort Lauderdale. That's what FTL stands for. Gavin in Fort Myers, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Mr. Savage. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I haven't been listening to your program all that long. I found you after Andy Dean was taken off the air in our local city of Fort Myers.
Honestly, to God, I don't mean to be disrespectful. What's your question?
Okay. Well, I really, really like how you're able to just cut to the chase and just barrage people that have, you know, these crazy liberals that call you. And I was just wondering, where did you get your inspiration for debate? You know, what drives
you? Very, very simple. I was raised on scorn and ridicule by my father when I was an infant. He didn't have time to give me a mobile over the crib. They didn't hang a mobile and bring in a therapist. He's an immigrant who works 7 days a week, and he didn't have time for a man-child in the promised land. So he taught me to be quick on my feet or I'd be stepped on, pushed aside, and abused. He told me from the time I was young, basically, it's either the quick or the dead in this world. Any other questions?
Well, I mean, you always grew up debating your father and other people.
Well, I did, actually. He always made me think for myself. In other words, if I'd ask, kids ask their parents questions, okay? Why is the sky blue? Why is the rose on the fence? That thing, right? So instead of him answering a question, and he was an uneducated man, not formally educated at all, immigrant young man, never went past, I think, the 10th grade. I don't know where he went, how far he went. I really never checked. But the thing is, he would make me answer the question myself, and I would say, Dad, why is this? So he'd say, well, think about it. I didn't even know what think meant. But he taught me how to think, which the children are not taught today. The children are taught what to think, not how to think. That's communism. That's called groupthink. They're being brainwashed. They're not being taught to think for themselves. That's what NPR is. It's part of the whole groupthink mentality. That's what the whole government is, groupthink. That's what the spying is, making you frightened to even think and come up with your own thoughts. You talk about chilling debate. You talk about chilling thoughts. The government is chilling everything in this country because they're a bunch of fascist bums. A liar, every one of them. I don't care how many generals they march out. But Hitler had a lot of generals, too, with a lot of pretty boss uniforms. I'm glad they brought out the general from the NSA. Big deal. Hitler had a lot of those good-looking generals with gray hair, reading scripts every time they gave a speech to the German people. Yeah, they only spy special cases. You heard Obama with his double talk from Ireland. I want to be perfectly clear. No American will ever be spied on unless they go to a judge. A judge. Oh, man, now you're really in the hands of someone really important and honest. Oh, the black robe that they hired. Who was the FISA judge? Was he wear a cape over his head? A hood? Extra hoods from Guantanamo? Who's the judge? I'm supposed to believe the FISA judge. has my interests at heart. Yeah, I'm going to leave it to them to protect my constitutional rights. Eh, come on. That's why I'm doing life coaching. I mean, but you see how politics is seeping in. Boca Raton, Rat's Mouth, Steve, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Uncle Mikey, I would like to ask you what you suggest I do to regain my pride in being an American.
That is such an important question. I thought about it the other night. I said this is the most either anti- or un-American president I've ever seen. When has he last instilled a sense of pride in being an American? Answer, never. I've not seen this man do anything to instill pride in this great nation that he's stamping on and ripping apart at the seams. So what you got to do now is put a flag outside your house. Take faith in the founding. I know it sounds boring. American history, the American battles, the things that brought us where we are. And you know, there's something else that's been grating at me, and it's almost a little uncomfortable for me to say, and I was almost going to not say it, but it's going to come out right now. These hordes of illegal aliens, did their ancestors fight in any of the wars that gave us this great nation or our freedoms? No. No, they did not. Think about what I just said to you. This is the first mass wave of foreigners who will be granted a gold-plated citizenship, who did absolutely nothing to give us the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. Not one thing. Their ancestors gave us nothing. While virtually everyone listening to this show, if they were born in this country, they had a father, a grandfather, an uncle, or they themselves fought in the wars of this nation, some going as back as far as the Revolutionary War. I'm an immigrant son, so I can't say that they fought in the Revolutionary War. But my father and all of my uncles were in World War II. Were they all heroes? No, but they fought in World War II. They sacrificed. My father had three children, including a child who was sick, and he was drafted anyway at the end of the war. They didn't have any distinction. There was no hardship. He had to go in. My mother had to fend for herself. Every family in America has sacrificed to have the nation we have, except this horde of 30 million foreigners who are going to be dumped into the country without an iota of contribution to this nation's history, its dignity, its borders, its language, and its culture. And therefore, it's a very dangerous division that's about to be created, because they're not being integrated. They're not being assimilated. They're not being put into the melting pot to melt into the pot. They're being told the pot will melt and become like them. I told you, I can see it in little ways. They won't learn the English language. The nation caters to this horde through English as a second language. I never heard of any such thing. Who ever heard of English as a second language? Where'd that come from? What do you mean a second language? Either you're coming to be an American and you speak the language, or you're not. That's all. What do you mean a second language? Number two, I watch sporting events on television. I love boxing matches. I turn it off the minute I see a Mexican flag waved in the ring. Not because of anything against Mexico or Mexicans. I live in America. I find it offensive. I find HBO and Showtime offensive for letting them do that. I don't know of any other country that permits foreigners to wave flags in an auditorium from their country. I don't know of it. It's not that I'm a primitivist or a nativist and I have an offense with any other nation, but I have pride in my own country and it grates me. I watch World War II history. I see the boys' faces. They look just like the young men in our military today. They're no different. Same faces, different uniforms, different time, but the same faces. I see them next in the next scene, laying there on the ground like dead pieces of wheat, chopped to death. And I said, there was somebody's son, a little boy born out of a mother's womb, or a boyfriend or a husband. They never came home. Why? Because they fought the most important, the most epic war in the history of this country, next to the Revolutionary War, which was World War II. Because had we lost World War II, I would be a lampshade, or I'd be speaking German. And so would you. You'd be speaking German, or you'd be a lampshade or a slave. That was the most important war since the Revolutionary War. And what do these immigrants have anything to do with that war? Nothing. Nothing. I didn't say Mexican Americans didn't fight in the war. They did. And by the way, the largest number of medals of honor are given to people of Spanish descent. I know that very well. They're ferocious warriors and phenomenally patriotic, which leads me to the next issue with regard to the catering by the Republican sellouts. We're being told the big lie that unless we cater to the Hispanic mobs, they will never vote for anyone but a Democrat. I believe the opposite is true. I believe that if the so-called Republican Party had a message that was built upon national pride, built upon being an American and being proud of being an American, the Mexican national, the Mexican man in particular, is extremely patriotic, very macho, and responds directly to such messages. But can you tell me that John Boehner or any of the other stooges in the Republican Party will provoke a sense of pride in a Mexican male? Of course not. And it's the same is true with the Democrats. You think they have any respect for them? They know that they're a bunch of fraudulent, you know, whatever. They have no pride because they don't talk about the nation with any pride. So they have pride in Mexico. They wave the Mexican flag. What if you gave them a reason to wave the American flag, something to be proud of? The nation said that we want a contribution from you to become an American. There was a price to be an American because it's worth something. What if that message was given out by the Republican Party? I think they get an awful lot of votes from the Mexican male in particular, who was a very patriotic being by and large. Very macho culture, very patriotic culture, when they have a reason to be patriotic and to exert their machismo with regard to a nation that they are bonded to. But if you cater to them and say you don't have to learn English, we have no history, we have no culture, we have no borders, why should they wave the American flag? Why should they vote for anybody here? Why? What do they care about? So those are some thoughts that I have. The phone number here is 855-407-2822. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. His skin was always yellow because it oozed so horribly. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite,
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the probiotic. Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation, plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now. 877-370-5779. Call for details.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 877-370-5779. That's 877-370-5779.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California license number 075-8212.
Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So how will all the new economic policies affect you and me? Good question. I'm Brian Sussman. Join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar luncheon. The first is going to be Tuesday, June 18th in Belmont, or again on Thursday, June 20th in Brentwood, both at noon. Retirement plans, saving money, what do we do? I think about this stuff, and I know you do as well. Let's talk about it. Tuesday, June 18th at Vivace Restaurant in Belmont, or Thursday, June 20th at the Nines in Brentwood, both at noon for lunch. No cost, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Or online, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Sean Hannity.
And Barack Obama, how's he going to pay for it? He's going to, quote, tax the wealthy. He's going to destroy the economy is what he's going to do.
Weekdays from noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're taking questions. I guess they're not political, but I keep veering back into politics because all is politics. And as Aristotle said, man is a political animal. So we'll see if I can avoid politics, but I doubt it. Let's go to Rochester, New York on the great WHAM. Trevor, welcome to the program. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, doctor. My wife and I have been trying to eat healthier and that sort of thing. One of the things that we've looked into a lot is the issue of GMOs and GMO labeling. And I find myself in support of GMO labeling, but I also consider myself to be pretty conservative. It seems like kind of a polarizing issue, like, you know.
It is a polarizing issue, and let's cut to the chase on genetically modified organisms, because that's what GMO means. First of all, many people don't even understand that prior to the laboratory modification through GMOs, or the creation of a genetically modified organism using recombinant DNA, there was hybridization. Plants have been modified. Animals have been hybridized for centuries. There's almost nothing that hasn't been modified in the food chain. Corn, for example, was modified by nature. It was originally a grass that appeared naturally in Central America, in Mesoamerica, and it was hybridized by the Native Americans over centuries or over eons, where they picked the grass plant that had a kernel of corn in it that was small, and they kept picking the ones that were a little bigger, and they would breed the bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until we have the modern corn plant. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, but
all right. No, so I'm giving you an example of modification of plants to bring them to the food crop that we know of today. So now we're going to the next stage of modifying plants, rather than, let's say, taking a cherry tree and trying to make a cherry tree by hybridizing it with another species of a hardier cherry tree with a redder cherry, et cetera, and so on. Tomatoes have been hybridized for the redder, rounded tomato. And now, of course, the laboratories are trying to do it through GMOs. So what's the problem?
Well, I think the issue is that a lot of people consider, okay, GMO, that just means hybrid food, like the examples you gave. So, okay, we have better food. It fights, you know, we don't need as many pesticides, et cetera. But I think the issue runs a lot deeper to all these packaging materials, preservatives to keep things, you know, fresh, or like BHT, all this stuff. I mean, if you look through, you know, the cereal aisle, almost every box of cereal has, you know, a couple little things at the end. You have no idea what they are, which I believe fall under GMO, but it's not about hybrid plants or hybrids.
Yes, but what if through GMOs, farmers could raise crops that bear herbicide resistance, such as those using the Monsanto-crafted soybean that is resistant to the company's broad-spectrum weed killer Roundup? That means there'll be less chemicals used in a season than they would while growing conventional soybeans. So that would be a positive, wouldn't it?
Well, I agree that would be a positive, but I...
So there's a positive and a negative. Look, let me explain something. I myself try to eat organically grown vegetables and fruits as frequently as I can. When I go to the supermarket, I go to a small market, I go to the organic section. Do I really know if it's really organically raised? I mean, how much crookery is there in that? I try to avoid pesticides all my life. I try to eat organically grown foods if I can. But if you're talking about feeding 5-6 billion people on the planet, we need to understand that there are pressures upon the food supply that need to be realized. I mean, you can't suddenly go around saying everyone's going to be able to eat organic food. You cannot feed the world with organically grown organically raised produce, nor with naturally raised animals. There's not enough to go. There's not enough food would be produced by those methods.
I'm not saying they shouldn't produce this stuff anymore. I'm just saying I think they should label it so people at least have...
Okay, that's fair enough. I could say let's split the difference on that. I'm for truth in labeling, and I think that the food should have a GMO labeling. But I think that people ought to understand that it doesn't mean it's a Frankenstein food just because it says GMO. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. And, I mean, the thing is, you know Americans as well as I do. I mean, they can already read the ingredients labels. Whether it says GMO or not, you know, most...
And by the way, most scientists believe that genetically modifying plants is completely natural. Geneticists say it couldn't be more natural. Because plants and animals genetically modify themselves all the time. That's the basis of evolution. We've been genetically modifying plants and animals for millennia. That's the basis of animal husbandry and agriculture. So to manipulate a single mustard species... You can produce broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cabbage. That was all done naturally. Look, I know a lot more than I'm able to say right now, and I'm reluctant to have people get panicked now about this like they did about genetically grown rice, which, by the way, saved the world, the third world, from starvation.
Savage.
Negative online stories about you or your business might take seconds to create, but years to remove. How many customers and sales dollars you will never see due to lies, rumors, and that one disgruntled customer who posted a bad review on the internet? If you want to personally or professionally take control of your online reputation, grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you will get free information on how you can legally fight and potentially bury negative internet postings. With a reputation management program, you can now positively promote your business online. Join the thousands of entrepreneurs and professionals who have already taken control of their Google search results. You're losing money every day when customers pass you by after they read negative info online. Call today to get a free reputation review and start building positive online content. Call 1-800-432-9197 for free info. That's 1-800-432-9197. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take control of your online Google search results today by simply calling 1-800-432-9197.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And here is The Savage Nation, Hour 3 for Tuesday, June 18th, 2013. Let's begin on michaelsavage.com, home of borders, language, culture. What nostalgic word in the age of Obama and the Republicrats? Borders? Duh, what borders? Language? You mean Mexican English? Or do you mean Indian Mexican? Or do you mean some mixture of English? And culture. How quaint to think that America once had a culture. The top right shows you a picture of how immigrants in America once lived from about 1890. You'll see the opening picture, heart-touching, of three little boys, white boys, of course, but it doesn't count because they were white, without shoes, in shabby overcoats and ripped hats, sleeping in the streets next to a grating, trying to catch some warmth. That's right, how immigrants once lived. City of sweatshops, shanty towns, and slums in an unrecognizable New York. But that was an age before food stamps, before Medicare, Medicaid, and Medicare fraud. That was an age before the Republicrats got a hold of the tax base and sucked every worker dry. And we're supposed to have sympathy for immigrants. I am the son of an immigrant, and my father lived almost like that when he came here. He went to work at age 7 on a laundry cart, driving a horse cart, if you can believe it, to make a living. So don't lecture me about the poor, unwashed masses from south of the border. They never had it so good. And compared to the hellhole they came from, they're living like kings. And yes, deport the criminals. That's right, you heard me. Don't roll me over. Borders, language, culture. While in America, here's a picture of a white boy in the 8th grade suspended for wearing a pro-NRA T-shirt, now facing jail time. That's right, you heard it. For wearing a T-shirt, he's now facing jail time. The school fascists called the police when he refused to take off the NRA T-shirt. A judge has cleared the way for a related police issue to move forward in court against the boy, Jared Markham. The case started in April when Jared refused to remove his National Rifle Association T-shirt. A policeman arrived to the scene to assist punk administrators to force the boy to remove his shirt. Officer James Atkins said Jared wouldn't stop talking and was officially charged with obstructing an officer for daring to talk to the moron with a gun in a club. He may go to jail. That's America under the fascist administration that we now have. Let's see. What else is sickening? How else can I entertain you? Well, if you want entertainment, for those of you who hate me, let me really entertain you. Savage's ratings are booming, I'm sorry to tell you. Oh, yeah. They're up, let's see, 200% in West Palm Beach. Well, what's West Palm Beach to you? Nothing. How about WML in Washington? They're up 180%. Uh-oh. Can't fault me on that. MAL, Washington, a big signal like that, 50,000 watts, you're up 180%. Why, we better call the police. In New York, I'm up 9%. San Francisco up 63%. Dallas up 67%. I guess somebody's listening to the Savage Nation. And by the way, you want to call me a racist? Well, here's a black man, a senator from Louisiana who's left the Democrat Party. A black Louisiana senator says that he's fled the Democrat Party. He's free at last. He said the Democrat Party has created the illusion of working for the poor. But I guess he's no longer black. Black Louisiana senator flees Democratic Party saying he's free at last. He says the Democratic Party disguises an all-consuming quest for control as concern for aid for minorities. And he said that's why he's a Republican. He said Democrats routinely push a social justice and welfare aid agenda to control blacks rather than help them move from poverty. Can you believe this? It's a black man, but I guess he's no longer black to you liberals who are really colorblind. Remember the song, There's No England Anymore? How about There's No America Anymore? There's no America anymore. I'll make a song for you. I'm not depressed over it. I'm not going to roll over it. I will still finish the show tonight. I will probably go for a long walk, either with or without my dog, Teddy. I will probably come home. I will probably have one drink. I will probably turn on television and watch a movie, and I will fall asleep. And I will have terrible dreams all night, horrible, nightmarish dreams. But I'll wake up fully refreshed at 6:30 in the morning, as I do every morning, even though I have nightmares. You can live with nightmares. You can live with worry. It doesn't matter. More people died worrying about having nightmares than from the nightmares themselves. If you have insomnia, by the way, don't even worry about it. It means you're not tired. Don't take any pills for insomnia. I did a whole show on that once. I hate to drift off. Because, you see, the thing is, living well is the best revenge at the end of the day. You have to be healthy. You have to be sound of mind and body. And you can't let the news eat you alive. You can't. I try not to let it kill me. Yes, I'm engaged with it for a long period of time, but you think I don't have defense mechanisms for this kind of stuff? If I didn't have defense mechanisms, I wouldn't have lasted these 19 years. So I'm going to try and maybe help you over the next few months to develop defense mechanisms for what's going on in the country, because people are freaked out. They don't know which way to turn. They can't believe what they're listening to. They hear one politician after they expect it from the communists in the Democrat Party. That they expected a long time ago. They know who they are. Bill Clinton, they voted a father of the year last week. I thought that was hilarious. You talk about a propaganda machine. I mean, the father of the year getting ready so that Hillary can run. Suddenly going to make it a perfect mother and father marriage now. They even got the daughter involved last week. They brought her out, whatever her name was, the child Clinton, saying, I think it's time for a female president. Really, do you now? And who might you have in mind? Who might you have in mind? Somebody from the Republican side? Unbelievable. So they bring him out. Bill Clinton's given the Father of the Year Award. I laughed hysterically. I said, wow, The propaganda machine is so powerful, it's overwhelming. They even invent prizes for themselves. They're greasing the skids already for Hillary's run. Doesn't matter about the pimps and the prostitutes in the State Department. Doesn't matter about the dead ambassador in Benghazi. They're already looking past it. They know you're so drugged up and stupid, you don't even remember it. And if you do, so what? They'll laugh at you anyway. She's going to be anointed, not appointed. Not elected, but selected. Who's she going to run against? Bob Dole? They'll have to run Bob Dole again. He's finished his utility in China. They'll bring him out with the spindly arms. Maybe they'll run Bob Dole again. God only knows who they'll run against her, but it's a given already. She's the next president. The CFR decided she should be the president. So it could be a modern nation, have a woman president. Well, look how well the women have done for the country in the Congress. Remember the Year of the Woman in 1994, we were told it would bring more compassion. Really? Barbara Mikulski? Ha-ha. Yeah, they brought more compassion. Barbara Boxer brought a lot of compassion to Congress. And look at Dianne Feinstein, the compassion she brought. Compassion for the Chinese, no doubt. But nevertheless, yeah, they're going to bring a lot of compassion. So, yeah, I'm a cynic. What can I do? And all we have left is scorn, ridicule, satire. That's all that's left. And I, as the bard, will continue to entertain you. I am not the discoverer of iron smelting exactly, nor did I build a great pyramid. But it's amazing to me that we have a president who has sacked the treasury and built nothing. I think they built a few buildings here and there, you know, but they're all government bureaucracies like Eastern Europe. Ugly blockhouses somewhere in the country. 18 stories below ground to store records on people and listen in on everyone, to spy on people. That's right. See, most of Obama's edifices are underground. I should have corrected myself. So far as I know, he hasn't commissioned one aircraft carrier, not even a military device. He destroyed NASA, didn't build a dam, a bridge, a tunnel, not a great monument, nothing. The only thing he's built you can't see, it's underground, to house spies. Think about it's an interesting phenomenon what I'm talking about. I don't know, has he funded anything? Fake solar companies, yes. What'd that produce? Nothing. Wind power, they're destroying the birds across America. I love that the libs went into the wind power business. Windmills, yeah, that's the thing. Let's have a few $1 billion for windmills. So now people who lived in the rural parts of America who had peace and quiet at night, all night long they're whoosh, 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 killing the birds. Killing birds, knocking them off. That's your wind power for you. Now we're fracking. No fracking. Why no fracking? I don't even know what it is. No fracking. So I sent one of them a note last week. An anti-fracking lib group that emailed me. I said, you're a stooge of the Arab oil cartel, you idiot. You don't even know it. Another useful idiot of the Arab oil cartels, the liberals, they're stooges of one pressure group after another, and they don't even know it. That's their biggest thing in life, no fracking. Why? It would render us independent of the Arab oil cartels. No fracking, no fracking, no fracking. Clean water, clean water. What do they know about water? They're stoned all the time. They don't even drink water. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it would generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's prepped.com. That's PREPPED.com. On the web at prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on prepped.com. Go there now.
Did you know that 2013 will be the best year to invest in real estate? That's correct. 2013 is the year to make extra money. A lot of it. What if I told you that you didn't need a lot of cash or credit to start? Listen, it gets even better. Call 1-800-249-11 and we'll rush you our exclusive unlimited funding real estate success kit. The kit is free and it reveals a secret funding method that lets you profit right now and right in your county without using a dime of your own money or credit. Listen, most people don't know about this program, so if you're one of the first, you stand to profit the most. But only if you take action now by calling 800-249-11. This is your chance to wipe out your debt and rebuild your retirement. So don't wait. The kit is valued at $97, but it's free for the first 50 callers.
Call Unlimited Funding Program now, 800-249-11. That's 800-249-11.
For over 60,000 California foster children, growing up means having to replace clothes that are too small or worn out.
I never had much to begin with.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
I guess I'm growing fast. I'm getting big.
When a child has clothes that fit properly and look good, it can help their self-image and self-esteem.
I don't need anything fancy.
I just want to fit in with the rest of the kids.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting new clothes for infants, toddlers, youths, and teens.
I grew 3 inches last year.
Bring your gift of clothes, pants, shirts, tops, and skirts to any Sleep Train and help make a foster child's day a little brighter. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com. On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Clothing Drive ends Sunday. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates. And it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all or just pay part of what you owe. Or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee. Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's nice that we live in a country where the First Lady and her daughters can be sent to Ireland on a vacation because they need a vacation. Malia and the other daughter, I guess it's Sasha, need to go to Ireland in order to have a cultural experience, to see their father's roots. Michelle and her two daughters, Malia, 14, and Sasha, 11, toured tourist attractions in Dublin on Monday. The Imperial First Lady stayed in a $3,300 a night suite at the lavish Shelbourne Hotel. And our First Lady, who we all adore because she's the most beautiful woman on earth, took 30 rooms at the five-star hotel for her entourage, while the husband and father, Mr. Obama himself, remained in Northern Ireland at the G8 summit. The two-day trip for the daughters, along with Dad, will cost us, the taxpayer, an estimated $5.2 million. But, of course, this is chicken feed compared to their upcoming safari to Africa, which will cost up to $100 million. And that's important that they go to Africa, again, to see the roots of the other side of the family, because you don't want to deprive them of any of their cultural and family heritage. You might look it up on the internet, but the first family needs to go to these places at your expense with aircraft carriers, Air Force 1, 2, and 3, and their friends must go along as well, because they don't want to be in a stranger in a strange land. They should be able to take their friends along from school so they can feel more comfortable. I don't believe what I'm seeing. Is that true? I'm looking at pictures now, and it shows Malia Obama. This is in the Daily Mail. No, I'm not going to say it. I thought that I saw it. Okay. Malia Obama pulls a funny face for her sister, Sasha's camera, as her parents kissed during the inauguration earlier this year. Stage kiss. Look at the kiss. The kiss between Michelle and Barry is as a staged kiss, like, in my opinion, well, the lips are as far apart as you can be while kissing, A. And B, it's the equivalent of Bill Clinton's Bible with the cross on it. The Obamas kissing at the inauguration looks as authentic as Bill Clinton's Bible. Sorry. Scorn, satire, ridicule. It's all I got left. Nothing. I was raised on it. I was scorned as a child, ridiculed as a child. Satire and scorn was what I was raised on. So forgive me. It's part of my my handicap. I mean, I'm exerting myself the best way I know how. I'm fighting back the only way I know how against these frauds and phonies and grifters and thieves and anti-American in the best way and only way I know how. Scorn, ridicule, satire. It's still legal, isn't it? Or has a Grassley, has Schumer passed a rider inside the Gang of Eight bill that says scorning an illegal immigrant is a crime? I better check the 1,000 pages and see if I just broke a law in the Gang of Eight's rules. I have no idea. It's possible that scorning an illegal immigrant by playing their music and comparing it to an Italian opera may be a crime under the new rules. I don't really know. The Obama daughter studied the college harp, Ireland's oldest harp, dating back from the 15th century, on which Ireland's national emblem is based on. Wow. See? Wasn't it worth $5 million for the children to get an experience like that, and you paid for it? It's good. And here's Michelle looking into the Obama's Irish heritage. Obama the Destroyer is, so far as I know, still in Ireland checking out his roots, looking at the Irish harp with the wife and kids. That cost $2.3 million for the wife and girls to fly over on Air Force Two. I don't know why they used two planes. Does anyone know why they used? I heard of separate beds, but why separate planes? Can anyone explain that to me? 855-407-282 is the Savage Nation. Nobody knows the subject as well as I do. I mean, others are doing a fine job. They really are. I'm not trying to diminish anybody else. This is a job for everybody. But there's no, it's futile. It's over. It's futile. You've got the Gang of Eight who should be in prison. They should be arrested immediately. U.S. Marshals should arrest Lindsey Graham, Rubio, Schumer, and the rest of them and put them in prison for catering to illegal aliens who are here illegally instead of catering to the American people saying no. But you hear what the story is, right? Yes, indeed, the bards would sing and recite. The bards would sing and recite. Who are the bards? Maybe I'm just a bard. Maybe I'm a reborn, reincarnated bard. Maybe if I were living in another time where there were no... Look, Aristotle said man is a political animal. That I understand. But there's a limit to politics, too. There's a bigger world than politics. Everything is political at the end of the day, from food to medicine. It's all political anyway. But at the end of the day, there's something more than politics, and that is the human soul. And the human being needs the artist, the poet, to enliven them. And in the ancient days, even in the primitive days, the ancients had their feasts enlivened by the bards, much drunkenness. But there was a certain sort of man the bards would sing and recite. Even in those days where there was no writing until they had come into civilization, I'm talking about 2000 BC, the use of recited language as an entertainment did much to make it a beautiful instrument of expression. And that's how language developed. The legendary history crystallized in bardic recitations, epics, sagas, and Vedas, as they were variously called, were given to the people by the bards. And what we have now, although we have a nation allegedly called the United States of America, And allegedly we have a history. And allegedly we have a story. It is being destroyed and decimated by Obama the Destroyer and the international socialists who have one goal, and that is to dissolve the individuality, not only of the nations, but of man himself, and turn us into one mass of protoplasm, all controlled by a few centralized computers, which is why this spying should be punishable by imprisonment. They came out with a lie over the weekend that they were only looking at 300 phone numbers. Can you believe a word? Can you believe the audacity of those liars in the CIA and the NSA to say they were only looking at 300 phone numbers? Yeah, which numbers? Publish them. Tell us which 300 numbers you were looking at, and tell us why you didn't look at the Tsarnaev brothers who conducted the Boston Marathon bombing and how you missed that. I don't believe a word that comes out of anybody in the government, not one of them. They are the new Stasi. They are the Stasi of Eastern Europe that has emerged in America under Obama. Yes, it was nascent prior to Obama, and now it has become full-blown. We have a full-blown Stasi operating around the clock. The only thing left are the black cars to take us off the streets and take us away and throw us into pits or to disappear us altogether into wherever. You want me to really get crazy here like a madman? I won't do it. I'm not going to do it.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowler, South Talk 560 KSFO. There's a three-alarm brush fire burning in Fairfield right now. It started near Highway 80 and Sassoon Valley Road. It has spread to the nearby Motel 6, which has had at least the attic catch on fire. The motel has been evacuated. San Francisco's Ed Lee and Oakland's Gene Kwan are among 17 mayors who are reviving a push against letting government food vouchers be used to buy soda and other sugary drinks. In a letter to congressional leaders, the mayors say it's time to test and evaluate approaches of limiting the use of subsidies for sugar-laden beverages. Taking a look at the roadways right now, northbound 280, connector to Woodside Road. Looks like we've got a stalled car there. Southbound 280 at Truesdale Drive. Some debris, third lane from the left. Road work going into effect northbound 880 at A Street. Look for some delays as you travel up from Highway 92. And accident northbound 101 at Rengstorf, hit and run. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, I'm Scott Jassim of OMG Tax. My team can help you with all your IRS tax problems. Honest and professional, we don't make false promises. Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? We cover all the bases to help you get tax resolution fast. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-554-4156. That's 1-800-554-4156. 800-554-4156.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on! Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and June 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $30 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Hello. Eyes on the road. I'll talk. You drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda-certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties. They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you?
course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
During these tough economic times, the best way to provide for your future and live your dreams may be a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages are special government-backed programs for homeowners who meet three criteria. You must be 62 years old, live in your home, and not be delinquent on any federal debt. That's it. No credit checks and no income verification is required. With a reverse mortgage, you live in your home as long as you want. And instead of paying money, you receive money every month, or you can take a lump sum payment. And the money you receive is tax-free. Reverse mortgages are regulated by the federal government through HUD and insured through the FHA. But these programs are limited, and you must call now for a free qualification. Call 800-337-3974. It's never been so easy to change your life with one phone call. 800-337-3974. That's 800-337-3974.
We were sitting in the living room, and suddenly everything started shaking.
It was cool.
It wasn't cool. Thankfully, we were prepared.
To survive and recover.
And so was our house. Our policy with the California Earthquake Authority gave us the financial strength to rebuild. And working with our homeowners insurance agent, they got us back to normal.
For more information, visit insured.earthquakeauthority.com. California Earthquake Authority, the strength to rebuild.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday. Plus, we'll tell you how you can join us on a Thirsty Thursday to talk politics live. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 a.m.
You all know where I stand on the National Security Agency leak scandal, the spying. I feel Snowden is a hero. He gave up everything to tell us what illegal and unconstitutional things this administration has been doing to us. And now he has to live in fear for the rest of his life. And he's labeled a traitor by this corrupt one-party, you know, media government system we have in power. That's what I think. Joining us today to talk about what she is hearing on this is Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times. She's a wonderful reporter. Jennifer, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
It's always good to be with you, Michael.
Look, there are two lines of thought about Snowden. Those who think he's a hero and those that think he's a traitor. And I'm getting a lot of flack from people who are saying I've been duped that he's a traitor. What are you hearing from both sides?
Well, it's interesting to note, first off, that Mr. Snowden himself said that he is neither a traitor or a hero. He says, I am an American. And that's the climate that we're working with here. This is kind of an extraordinarily dramatic moment because trying to parse the opinion on all this has created some very unlikely allies. For example, those who think Mr. Snowden is a hero include Glenn Beck, Michael Moore, Ron Paul, and Julian Assange. Those who say he's a villain and is guilty of treason, they include Dianne Feinstein, Ralph Peters, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and John Boehner. So you're getting a wide swath of opinions here, and they're often very stark. And it's interesting to note that most of the polls that are coming out are finding that Americans have not quite made up their mind yet. Gallup just issued a poll only moments ago to find that Americans are still divided. They either don't know enough about Mr. Snowden or they just can't find it within them to condemn him quite yet.
What have the polls said about Mr. Snowden?
Well, it is interesting that, as I mentioned, there are polls coming out which are revealing that a lot of Americans are quite torn about their opinions on Mr. Snowden because, you know, he's only 29, he has presented himself in a very dramatic fashion. They followed him through the media, talking about his beautiful girlfriend, how much money he made, and so forth. And, for example, there was a poll of Los Angeles Times readers that revealed that out of 3,000 of them, two-thirds called Mr. Snowden a hero because he exposed a huge potential threat to civil liberties. And I think in the recent Gallup poll as well, around 45% said that he was a hero, and 45% said definitely that he was not. So the jury is still out on Mr. Snowden, but a lot of people are sympathizing with him because he presented himself as kind of a sympathetic character and one that appeared quite forthright.
Okay, what are the polls saying about NSA surveillance in general?
Well, oh, there's lots and lots of polls on this, and I found it very interesting, some of the results on these, and coming from a Pew Research Center poll, and that's quite the straightforward poll indeed. It's saying that 56% of Americans say that the NSA surveillance program is acceptable. And it's kind of proof that a lot of Americans have learned to live with surveillance and the threat of terrorism and so forth since 9/11. But they have very definitive parameters about this. When ordinary citizens are involved, then they start getting a little nervous. So there are parameters about this. They can live with the surveillance, but it's, again, the degree and the methodology with the surveillance, whether it's ordinary citizens that are involved or not. And also the other interesting thing is that a lot of people pretty well accept the fact that we live in this kind of a society now. And this poll is being released Thursday by the National Journal and the Heartland Group. And 85% of Americans now say that it's likely that their communications history, like phone calls, emails, all that kind of thing, is already available to businesses, government, individuals, and other groups to access without their consent. So Americans are pretty well accepting of this type of situation.
How do you think the public is reacting, and what have you heard?
Well, I think one of the most extraordinary things that happened was almost instantaneously after Mr. Snowden became public, there was a public petition on the White House We the People site. This is a site where the White House will allow people to post a petition about the things that they care about, and this was the wording of this petition, which was posted Sunday. President Obama, if you believe in NSA surveillance, we challenge you to do a live public debate with Edward Snowden. Already 5,300 people have signed that, but even larger, this was another separate petition. Edward Snowden is a national hero and should be immediately issued a full, free, and absolute pardon for any crimes he has committed. 63,000 people have already signed that, and that's in a matter of about 48 hours. So that's interesting to note also. And there are numerous public petitions and public reactions coming from both sides. This is not a partisan thing anymore. Roots Action, which is a progressive group, has their own petition, which is actually thanking Edward Snowden for his actions. That's already been signed by 38,000 people. And but the one thing to note is that I have personally heard from quite a few folks who are in the defense community, and they are very worried about this, and they definitely do not think that Mr. Snowden is a hero. They are fearful that he's already risked compromising our national security and so forth, and should face the music when it comes to that.
Well, how is the spying scandal affecting America's image both domestically and internationally?
Well, it's affecting it on two levels, because number one, this is quite a cultural phenomenon, because as I mentioned before, Mr. Snowden has been tracked very closely by the media, and there is so much almost Hollywood details about him that are very readily available. It's the British press, and I know you're familiar with them, has certainly given us every detail you could possibly imagine about Mr. Snowden, how much money he made, his beautiful girlfriend, where he lived, the hotel that he was hiding out in until he moved on, and, you know, still remains in Hong Kong. But it's almost like a dramatic narrative to some folks. That they're following it like it's almost in movie form, and certainly we're going to probably see a movie or a book deal come out of some of this for somebody, because we have seen a media package of this American, and definitely the beginning has been written, but certainly not the end. And also, the bottom line on this is that this is a very teachable moment. We have a situation here where our technology has kind of outpaced the law. So all of the legal ramifications, the comparisons to Private Manning, all of these things are still up in the air. We have lots of lawsuits flying around. The ACLU has filed its own lawsuit declaring these actions against Mr. Snowden to be illegal. All of this is continually unfolding. So, to answer your question, domestically and internationally, this is definitely a story in progress, a work in progress, and it's going to rivet the attention of folks for a couple more days.
What is this global peace index that you recently wrote about in your column?
I did, and this is one bit of research that I pay attention to. This is a group based in Australia called the Institute for Economics and Peace, and they actually, rather than going the kumbaya route of talking about world peace and so forth, they've determined which nations are the most peaceful nations on Earth, but based totally on numbers. It's a very painstaking analysis. They use all kinds of internal crime statistics, population trends, all kinds of factors to determine where is the most peaceful nations on Earth. They analyze 162 countries, and I think the takeaway message here, the thing we pay attention to, is that America ranks 100th on the list. They didn't even make the top 50. They are number 100. China is at 101. Russia is at 155. And it's just another one of these cultural moments where a lot of folks may think that the nation is seen or considered a peaceful spot on the earth. And according to the Global Peace Index, we're 100th. And it's just an interesting moment to consider.
Now, where does America rate?
We're rating it, the United States is at 100. And if you'd like to know who's in the top 10, well, it's interesting where these countries are. Iceland is number one, followed by Denmark, New Zealand, Austria, Switzerland, Japan, Finland, Canada, Sweden, and Belgium. That's your top 10. And at the you have to consider the sum of our allies. Germany is number 15, Spain number 27, Mexico 133, but again, United States is ranked 100th. And that is perhaps not necessarily the public image that we have around the world.
So how does it mean that a country like Iceland now rates number one?
Well, as I mentioned before, the Global Peace Index is not based on any kind of emotional analysis or decisions. It's based on numbers. How many homicides do they have in this country? What are the population trends? What are the economic factors? How big is their military? How often do they have riots in the street? These are things that have been quantified by this group from a wide source of numbers, everything from the Gallup polls to United Nations numbers and so forth. And even the University of Maryland's Global Terrorism Database is another one of their sources. And I think their reason for doing this is to somehow quantify peace beyond the kumbaya feeling of, oh, we can all do this together. They're trying to look for what factors in a country actually make it peaceful. And another extraordinary finding is they found that peace is cheaper. The country that doesn't have to incarcerate a lot of people or have a lot of police actions is going to be able to spend that money elsewhere. And again, this is from the Institute for Economics and Peace. The name of the research is called the Global Peace Index. It's worth a look.
What does the poor United States have to do to improve our ranking in this Global Peace Index? Oh, I'm so worried about it, Global Peace Index.
Well, I think the index cited this, and it noted that the United States, quote, continues to score weakly, like compared to Canada, because America has a large jail population, it has a pretty high homicide rate, it has a, quote, large and active military nuclear capabilities, and those things have been part of our makeup for quite some time. And I think that these folks are again, looking for practical ways that people can have, I guess, a more civilized society, a more peaceful society, and they're more or less continuing to make recommendations. And in terms of the United States, I don't see us abandoning our military at any point soon, so we'll probably remain down on the list. Last year we were number 85, this year number 100.
Jennifer, where can the people who are listening read more of your columns?
You can always see me at WashingtonPost.com. I write the Inside the Beltway column and the Water Cooler blog. And the peace story is in our world section.
Jennifer Harper, again, thanks for being on the Savage Nation. And thank you very much for reviewing A Time for War, which is coming out in paperback any day now.
It's always a pleasure.
This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California license number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We already know that this year will cost us a little more than last year, but how exactly will the new economic policies affect all of us? Please join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar luncheon. The first will be on Tuesday, June 18th in Belmont, or again on Thursday, June 20th in Brentwood, both at noon. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for retirement? Join us again Tuesday, June 18th at Vivace Restaurant in Belmont, or Thursday, June 20th at the Nines in Brentwood, both at noon for lunch. Just call to reserve a seat. No cost, no obligation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305 on the web. Don'tinvestandforget.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday. Plus, we'll tell you how you can join us on a Thirsty Thursday to talk politics live. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 a.m.
You heard what happened, didn't you? Or you were too busy? You're too busy at the mall? The U.S. Supreme Court overruled Arizona and said you have no right to impose voter ID laws. Now, this is insanity. In liberal Europe, in every liberal European nation, there's not one that isn't a liberal nation, you must have voter ID in order to vote. Not in America. We've gone from the rule of law to the rule of coleslaw. From the rule of law to the rule of coleslaw. There's no sense. There's no soundness to any of the judgments coming out of any avenue of government, whether it be the Supreme Court, the executive, or, of course, the frauds in the Congress. And who chimes in? None other than another Bush, just what America needed. Jeb Bush says he's not worried that his work toward comprehensive immigration reform, i.e. amnesty, and his ties to the GOP establishment will alienate conservatives and negatively impact a potential 2016 presidential campaign, referring to the critics as the chirpers. You hear what I can't believe what I'm listening to. We're chirpers now? The majority of Americans are chirpers to this out-of-touch, unrealistic individual named Jeb Bush. He said, I'll run on my record. He said that record was one of solving problems completely from a conservative perspective. Really now, Bush R. pointed to his conservative credentials on social issues, even though he's now for gay marriage, cutting taxes, even though he's now for higher taxes for everyone, and shrinking government, even though he's now for bigger government. And his brother, his big brother, of course, increased the size of the government threefold. In fact, George W. Bush, the brother, who's allegedly another one, another conservative, made the government three times larger than the previous three administrations, which is why, toward the end of his administration, I said, wait a minute, the last year, as a harsh critic of Bush, I said he's a fiscal socialist. So what does that give me? A feather in my cap? Would I get a crown to wear? Maybe I should get a tinfoil cap to wear. Maybe we should all get tinfoil caps to keep the NSA from sending signals into our brains. Tinfoil caps for our brains so the NSA can't listen to our thoughts. That's coming next. Now they listen only to our phone calls and read our mail. Soon they're going to read our thoughts and start controlling our thoughts. Why not? Take the arc of this story. Read science fiction. Read science fiction. Soon they're going to start putting thoughts into your head. Well, they're already doing it through education and brainwashing. That's putting thoughts in your children's head. So you get a Chinese dissident in America who says the communist Chinese have taken over NYU, and NYU is doing it simply because they want the rights to build a campus in China. That's not brainwashing. That's not controlling the minds of the idiots who go there, the drug addicts at NYU. Is it? So the hordes are going to overrun America. What does that mean? I don't know yet. Well, I have a pretty good idea. I mean, if you want to know what's going to happen, kind of look to the folks in the south of the border. You'll see what they're going to do here. I mean, they're not going to make the country better. They're going to make it just like the country they're fleeing. Are you telling me that they're collectively going to make America a better place? Or they're going to turn it into the country that they left? I mean, they have their carnicerias, right? They have their own little world like all immigrants do, groups do, right? So that's what you're going to see in America. Nothing wrong with that. It's fine. Liberals love internationalism. It makes them feel sophisticated and intelligent. And they go home to their smug little houses with the burglar alarms. I saw a few of them driving around this week, and it was unbelievable. Wow. One old white-haired couple after another with hatred on their face in a Prius. They look like they just came out of a nightmare of an argument on Father's Day. It's like a life of misery and hatred. They live only for liberalism. But if you say Obama, their face lightens up. If you said to those people, those miserable people in a Prius that you see whizzing by sometimes, if you said Obama's coming to town, they light up like Santa Claus was coming to town himself. And if you said to them he's a thief, he's a spy, he's robbing your money, Solyndra, fake companies, they wouldn't believe you. If you said that bum is spending $100 million on a trip to Africa, they say, good, good, good. He deserves it. Let him enjoy himself. What? You don't know how they think. When I say liberal, I have an image in my mind. I think Larry David. I think of a pompous fool from Brooklyn who got very lucky with a big mouth and a certain charm. You combine big mouth with a charm, that's liberal. Very charming and very big mouth on him. They push everyone around. That's why the country's ruined, because everyone believed them and listened to them and was afraid of them. You see that Larry David happen over the weekend? The fat guy, like his sidekick, the Sancho Panza guy who plays him. I forget his name. The guy plays the fat guy to Larry David. Like the fat, schlubby guy. Beat someone up over there. Got into a road rage job and smashed in all the windows of the other guy's car. That's what's behind a liberal. Hatred like you can't believe. Underneath that nice guy thing is a murderer, a killer if they could. They had the guts. They could sick someone on you. They put you in a prison camp. They would take all of your property and give it to an illegal alien if they could. But there's nothing I can do anymore. If the Supreme Court rules a state has no right to enforce their voting rights through voter ID, when every liberal country in the world has that, the country's finished. It's hollowed out. The barbarians are now going to run rampant over the country. They will learn English. They will pay a fine, and they will wait 15 years for a green card. Really? So you're going to get the English police? Where are you going to get 30 million police to check on their English language skills? We're going to get Big Sis Napolitano, the bullet hoarder. She's going to hire the English testers. What are they kidding? Who are they talking to? That's why I tell you, the history of the world, according to me, is the way I look at things. In other words, look, in the past, hordes have broken through countries. Usually after a war, usually after a military was defeated, a foreign nation overran a country. Never in history has a foreign demographic overrun a nation without fighting and winning a war. Never!
Savage.